The cash cattle market remains very strong. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. That was the story last week as we saw cash cattle prices up there again. Mike Miner is with Professional Ag Marketing based out of Luverne, Minnesota.
Yeah, cattle here, the cash movement this week has been incredibly impressive, whether it's $3 to $10 higher week over week on this cash market, seeing 232 in the south there, 240 in the north. We're seeing quite the spread still between the southern bids and the northern bids, but nonetheless, cash is really dragging futures higher at this point. If you look, like June futures at 224, quite a ways below even the southern bids in the 230s there now, let alone the north at 240. So we'll see where that all comes to fruition at. Cash dragging these futures markets higher.
And he continued to tell us when you really look at it, it comes down to the fact beef demand continues to be very strong.
From a seasonal perspective, we continue to see beef demand be superb. We see choice beef still over 365, 366 area here the last couple days. Normally, it's steaks in the beginning of the year, hot dogs at the end of the year. So by July 4th, we'll probably see what direction we're still heading in, whether we start to take a break on that choice cutout or not. But from a seasonal perspective here, the month of June can hold its own, it seems like, most years for cutout.
Another thing he pointed out that's worth watching is our slaughter levels and how they've been comparing week over week.
Continue to watch the awfully low slaughter levels we've got on cattle. But this week here, a very impressive cattle market that has probably a plant closure in these deferred months priced in at this point, because December at 214 is just not where it probably normally should be, given where current cash fundamentals are, Keith.
We will continue to watch these markets. With this Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.